Good morning and welcome to Sunrise Baptist Church, and I'm glad that you're here joining us in coming for a time of walking through God's Word together and being here on this special Mother's Day Sunday, being able to come and celebrate women and mothers who have just blessed our lives and have just given so much to us. Because truly, I don't know where us men and even children would be without our mothers. But as we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for again your blessing, your love upon us, your mercies new each and every day. And we've come this Sunday morning again for our hearts to grow and to learn, our ears, Father, to hear from you. And may your Holy Spirit just come, give us strength. Give us courage. And Father, just allow the truth to just penetrate our hearts and our minds so that we could be living and honoring you with our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As we begin this morning, I want you to hear a quote from Helen Fisher. This is what she shared. Mothers really were not built to raise babies not only by themselves, but only with a partner. For millions of years, a woman had much more than just her husband to help rear her young. This whole idea of it takes a village to raise a child is exactly how we are supposed to live. That's just a wonderful just thought as we step in and be, again, connecting in God's Word and share about mothers this morning. I've come to learn that every woman in the body of Christ is a treasure to be valued and honored. How can I say that? Because it's been my experience growing up as a child, being a part of the body of Christ. I have more than one mother. All the ladies and women that have poured into my life, that have shaped me, that have cared for me and supported me, that have loved me. It just wasn't one single person, one single woman. I mean, look beyond a woman's circumstances and view the treasure that exists in her heart. A woman's not defined by whether or not she's a mother or has been a mother or will be a mother. A woman's definition is derived from the love that she freely receives from the Father. And then just expresses that in her life. And so this Mother's Day, as you take time to recall, share memories and express thankfulness and love, please remember to encourage every woman in your midst. Thank every woman for serving Christ and for being a beacon of faith, regardless of their circumstances. Tell every woman that she is honored, important, and valued. After all, the highest goal for a woman is not to be a mother. The highest goal in life for every woman is to be simply be like Jesus. And that is something worth celebrating. It's wonderful to celebrate the woman who journeyed the road known as motherhood. It's a vital part of church life that women strive to pour out Christ's love, to train children in godliness and in wisdom. It's a commandment to pray for these women as they continue to wipe noses, make lunches, hold fussy babies, and raise teenagers. We need to rejoice with those who are women in our midst who carry out the role as mothers in some way or in some manner. Enjoy these videos that have been shared about their mothers. We also have some wonderful messages sent in as well. Donna writes, I am a strong woman because a strong woman raised me. Mom was very determined, independent, venturous, and humorous. Think of you often and remember you always. Thank you, Donna, for sharing that with us. Rebecca also writes, Mom was always there. She had her faults. Me too. She was sometimes difficult, but one thing I knew, Mom loved me. And I loved her. Thank you, for Rebecca, for those. these are wonderful messages of what moms meant. Let's take a look into God's word by starting in Genesis 3, verse 20. Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all living. And then let's turn to Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with the princesses of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord. Since the time of Eve, it has fallen to mothers, women, to raise children for the Lord. Our mothers bring us into the world, and mothers and women, they nurture us, they provide for us, they raise us up. And of course, my mom was occasionally always reminding me that she could also take me out of the world. But mothers have a remarkable ability to change the world through children. I want to share with you some biblical mothers and women who made a difference. I have given them characteristics of a woman and mother. First, the protective mother. Jehochabed, in Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, it shares, "Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what had happened to him. Moses' mother took great risk to protect her son." And then we continue in Exodus 1, 15 to 22. "The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Shifra and Puah, when you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool, if it is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Then the kingdom of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live? The midwives answered Pharaoh, Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people, every boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile, but let every girl live. Moses' mother put him in a basket to protect him. She watched him from a distance. She schemed his rescue, and she became his nanny. Moses was brought up in Pharaoh's house. See, mothers protect us in many ways, physically, protecting us from danger, right? Many of us can think about when, you know, we're jumping off the swings or the tricks that we do on our bikes or the stuff that we do on the playground. Morally, by teaching us right from wrong. And emotionally, often they protect us from things they know would hurt us. And spiritually, brought us up to love and serve the Lord. There was a story I had read that was about a disfigured woman's arms. Her daughter hated going out with her mother. She hated shopping, going to the grocery store, going out to restaurants. She was just disgusted because of her mom's disfigured arms. Well, they were out at the supermarket at a particular time, and after they were done shopping, they came up to the cashier. And as they were going through the groceries, the cashier had got a look at the mother's arms when she went to pay. Well, of course, the cashier was just horrified at seeing the woman's arms. And of course, the daughter being so embarrassed and so upset that her mom allowed that to happen, ran out of the store. Well, they had got home after shopping. And after bringing all the groceries, the daughter began to yell at her that, "I can't believe you allowed that to happen. I'm so disgusted and so horrified." Well, with that being said, the mother thought it was time to let the daughter know what had happened. As they sat down, the mother began to tell the story that the apartment building that they were living in was on fire and that she was actually their neighbor. She came across knocking and banging on the door. Getting inside, she found her mother dead on the floor and her laying beside her. She scooped her up and began to get out of the apartment building that was engulfed in flames. After getting out of the building, the woman being in total pain with her arms being burnt to third-degree burns, looked down, opened up her arms, and saw the protected child and knew that she was going to have to love and protect this child from there on in. Well, the daughter was in tears and never realized that she was adopted, as well as the sacrifice that the woman had made to protect her. The daughter reached out, grabbing her mother's arms and giving them a kiss, hugging her and telling her that she loved her. Mothers, women, are protective. Mothers and women are also, they're supportive. Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 24 to 28. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her. Young as he was, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When they had slaughtered the bull, they brought the boy to Eli, and she said to him, "As surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me with what I had asked him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. Hannah had prayed for a son, right? She was barren, and God gave her a son. She gave him to the Lord. Samuel was taken to the Lord's house to be a servant of the Lord, and she continued to support him in the Lord's work. There's three things that we can learn from Hannah here. God answers prayer. Secondly, we would give our children to the Lord to use them as he sees fit. Some parents plan out their children's future. It may not be God's plan, and sometimes it is. And then number three, we should support our children in doing the Lord's will. Many young women and men are discouraged from ministry because there's no money in it. We should support our children in their pursuit of God's will. Not what do you want to be when you grow up, in which all of us have asked our children or kids that we know. But we should be asking, how do you think God could use you? Or what do you think God wants you to do? Nor should we force our kids into ministry. It may not be God's will for them. We have had the protective and the supportive mothers, and we see that even in our own lives. Then we have the instructive mother. In 2 Timothy 1, verses 1 to 5, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace and mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Encouragement to be faithful. I thank God, whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers, recalling your tears, and I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded for your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Louise and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now that also lives in you. The faith that was in Timothy was first in his grandmother and in his mother. They were an example of faith. They taught him the scriptures. How much time do you spend talking to your children about the scriptures? They should first hear about God from you and us, right? Teaching them songs about Jesus. They should be singing about Jesus before they begin to sing about Barney. My girls have a set of extra grandparents in Winnipeg. They were our neighbors and went to the church I was serving at, Grandmother Schuster. She would read them the Bible stories and teach them about Jesus as they went over to have visits with her. And so I share that because you don't have to be connected biologically to have an impact, for women to have an impact spiritually in the lives of children. In Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 9, the great commandment shares, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you talk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." Now, please know this. It is not just left up to mothers and women to be teaching and helping children to grow spiritually in their lives. But here in these words, it talks about us teaching them diligently. Get them to church to share, talk, and have them share with you about their Sunday school lessons. Ask them questions. Be interested in their spiritual journey. I recall, in the sense of getting them to church, would be in our house all hands on deck. But of course, it was always most of the time Lisa doing that kind of role in our house. She would be getting out the dresses or the clothes the night before, and the next morning, you know, feeding them and getting their leotards and stuff on, and then all of a sudden, boom, okay, you know, time to get in the car. Let's pour in the car and let's go. And that was what Lisa did to help prepare them and get them ready to go and enjoy a wonderful Sunday at church. And then number four, the loyal and loving mother, John 19:25. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. There they stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. She was loyal to her son till his death. No matter what our children do, no matter where they go or what they go through, we should be loyal to our children. Moms don't give up. This doesn't mean that you condone or approve of their poor choices, but you can always be the home that they can come to. Many of us have moms that could have truly given up on us. Many stories I could share with you in regards to certain moments that my mom was pulling her hair out and, you know, maybe would have loved, you know, to disown me. But she hung in there, right? Moms hang in there. And they are loyal and they love us. Even when we hurt them, even when we disappoint them, even sometimes when we disown them, they still love us and are loyal to us. If I take time to truly think about what my mom had done, I would truly see these qualities of loyalty and love in her. I came across this wonderful message written by a mom. If I live in a house of spotless beauty with everything in its place but have not love, I'm a housekeeper, not a homemaker. If I have time for waxing, polishing, and decorative achievements but have not love, my children learn cleanliness, not godliness. Love leaves the dust in search of a child's laugh. Love smiles at the tiny fingerprints on a newly cleaned window. Love wipes away the tears before it wipes up the spilt milk. Love picks up the child before it picks up the toys. Love is present through the trials. Love reprimands, reproves, and is responsive. Love crawls with the baby, walks with the toddler, runs with the child, then stands aside to let the young walk into adulthood. Love is the key that opens salvation's message to a child's heart. Before I became a mother, I took glory in my house of perfection. Then I see the glory in God's perfection in his children. As a mother and woman, there is much I can teach my child and other children, but the greatest of all is love. Just a wonderful message from a mother. As we have looked at these characteristics of these biblical mothers and women, we see the power and strength that come from such characteristics, and the greatest of these is love. And Jesus extended and opened up this love to each one of us. We all need to allow God to shape these characteristics into our lives so that we can emulate such wonderful examples of love. To God, who is the giver of a Savior, who is our protector, our supporter, our instructor, loyal and loving, thank you for giving these characteristics to moms and women who protected, supported, instructed, and who were loyal and loving to us. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come and we thank you for the examples that you have given to us in your word and how you've shown, Father, your characteristics in these women and how, Father, it spurs us on, one, to be thankful for the women and the mothers that you have placed into our lives, but also, Father, two, to see it as an example on those characteristics being lived out in our lives as well. Continue, Father, to strengthen us, guide us, and lead us through your Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.